wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Call on the Lord and be saved. My message is to all races and classes of men, and to those of all ages, wherever they may live. But what words could be of such universal application? We shall see. You and I, neighbor, are lost in the billions of human beings, the multitudes of this world. Yet to each one of us, God has given a promise written in his word, the Bible. To show its universal character, it starts thus. There is no difference between the Jew and the Gentile, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is God's message to all, with an offer of mercy to each one, and on terms so simple they need no interpreter, and even the helpless can comply. How can it be? Because there is a Lord who is over all and who is rich unto all. He lives in heaven, reigning over the universe. He made it and he controls it. He is over all his creatures too, whether angels in heaven or men on earth. And he is rich unto all who call upon him. Neighbor, in him, Jesus, the only Lord and Savior, is the answer to all your distress and need in this life and in the life to come. He is rich unto all that call upon him. He has a full supply for all human need. He is rich unto all. He has no favorites. He is just as willing to save a Jew as a Gentile, a prisoner as a professor. He is rich unto all that call upon him. He demands no gifts or works. One thing only, call upon him. The needy, the distressed, the helpless, yes, all who realize they have not what it takes, these may all call upon the Lord, and he will save them. Save their souls from hell and their lives from ruin. Save their characters from shame and their homes from wreckage. Save them right now and for all eternity. How wonderful. It sounds like God would jeopardize his righteousness, but that is another marvel. For in showing his amazing grace, he exhibits his justice. But care is needed lest we misapply this precious promise of salvation. The Lord means what he says. He will fulfill it as he said it, but not as man corrupts it. Let us carefully consider this wonderful offer of salvation to all who will call on the name of the Lord Jesus. This promise is repeated in the Bible and is in both the Old and New Testament scriptures. As our dispensation started, Peter preached, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And that message brought 3,000 souls to their knees to call on the name of the Lord Jesus and be saved that very day. Their changed life showed the reality of their salvation through the one whom Peter preached, saying, "God hath made that same Jesus whom ye crucified both Lord and Christ." That meant that as Christ, he is over all, God blessed forever. And as Lord of all, he is rich unto all that call upon him. Peter preached it, and they called on the Lord, and he saved them. And so it is today. If one objects, saying, "But they were Jews." True, but our verse declares that no difference between the Jew and the Gentile, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, since there's no difference between the Jew and the Gentile, then there is no difference between any people. Class distinction, racial differences, and national lines all vanish before this. The Jew and the Gentile had been so different, one was regarded as children, the other as dogs. But that is abolished, so that one and all may call on the name of the Lord and be saved. Yes, those of every class, color, and character, with no exceptions, for the Word of God says there is no difference. All need to be saved. Salvation is available for all, and all may call if they will. But what is it to call on the name of the Lord? That is the big question for us. Since that is our part, let us then see what it is not. First, when people repeat, "Oh Lord, Lord help me," and even in their prayers they say, "Lord, Lord," like a byword. This is like profanity, and the Bible says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain." So instead of saving them, this will increase their guilt. Second, beware of this trick of the devil. He says, see, it says, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." So you do this. You're tired of life. Take some pills. They'll give you a painless death. Then get on your knees and ask the Lord to save you. Neighbor, God is not mocked. The Lord will not save you, but you will go from your knees to hellfire. Why? Because you persisted in your sin and did not repent of it. God has said the wicked shall be turned into hell, and except ye repent, ye shall perish. You played the fool for the devil, but you didn't fool God. If you had been sincere, you would have first washed out your stomach and called a doctor and then called on the Lord. But you wanted to accomplish your sin and yet get God's salvation. These two never go together. Third, if the devil can't induce you to be a suicide, he says, see, you can be saved anytime. Just call on the Lord and be saved. So live the way you like. Have a big time and tell your doctor to let you know the day before you will die. Then you can send for your priest or preacher or rabbi and call on the Lord and you'll be saved just like that, believe it or not. But evidently many believe this lie of the devil. Do you? Neighbor, the doctor won't know himself when you're going to die. Your life is in God's hands. And of such people, he says, they shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Before you believe that devilish lie, take a trip with me. We will first stop at hellfire and ask if any people like that are there, and the hands will go up by the millions. Then we will go to heaven and ask the same question, but not one hand will go up. Well, you'd ask an angel, how about the dying thief? And what he called, he would say, I was not that way. I did get saved the last hour, but I did not plan it that way. On Calvary was the first time I had met the Savior. I had not turned him down before. Now, neighbor, what about it? You'd better tell that old deceiver, no sail, thou devil. That plan won't work for me. I haven't a chance. So we will now see what it is to call on the name of the Lord and be saved. First, it is a cry of distress and need. See, there's a man in a horrible pit. He's sinking in the mire. He's helpless to deliver himself. He calls on the Lord in his distress, and what happened? I'll let him tell it. Listen, the Lord heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Neighbor, if you will call on the Lord in your distress, he will save you too. Second, it is a cry of repentance. Hear this verse. Seek ye the Lord. Call ye upon him. Let the wicked forsake his way and return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. You must in true repentance turn away from your sin, no longer to love it, but to forsake it. The cry of the repentant soul will never fall on the Savior's ear in vain. Hear that again. The cry of the repentant soul will never fall on the Savior's ear in vain. He came to call sinners to repentance. Oh, sinner, repent and call on the name of the Lord and be saved today. Third, it is the cry of faith. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Jesus lives. God raised him from the dead. Peter preached a risen Lord. People believed him to be alive and called upon him and were saved. My Jesus is a living man in heaven. He speaks and he hears. I do not ask you to call on a lifeless star or sun, nor a heartless image of Mary, nor idol of Diana, nor on a dead Jew, nor on a crucified king, but on the risen, glorified Lord Jesus, the man on the throne. For he is able to save to the uttermost, seeing he ever liveth. Repentant sinner, call, and Jesus will hear you. Call in faith, believing he lives. Call as speaking into his very ear. The call of faith he will never disappoint. Fourth, it is a cry of surrender. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, thou shalt be saved. That means to surrender to him as your Lord and Master, for you to obey him. The Bible says Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. To call Jesus Lord is to surrender to him, to obey him. Paul on the Damascus road cried, Lord, and he meant it, for he added, What wilt thou have me to do? Neighbor, with a yielded will and a surrendered heart, call on the name of the Lord. Of the Lord Jesus, and he will save you, and your life will be changed to serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Fifth, it is a cry of desperate earnestness. Once Peter the fisherman was sinking in the great waves, he cried with all earnestness of his being, Lord, save me. And what happened? At once the Lord saved him, and so will he do with you, neighbor. When with all your heart you call on the name of the Lord Jesus to save you, your call may be just as simple as was Peter's, Lord, save me. But when it comes from a repentant heart, the cry of faith and surrender, and in desperate earnestness, you turn to the Lord to save you, my Lord Jesus will become your Lord and Savior too. Six, it must be a cry in time. Many cry, but their cry is too late. Because of this, the Bible says, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Soon he will be beyond your reach. Neighbor, the Lord is now near to save you, and you're as near to the kingdom of God as you will ever be. Today is the day of salvation for you. Now God's word speaks, Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Tomorrow, that verse will still be in your Bible, but across it may be written, It's too late now. For when Jesus comes, it'll be too late forever for you. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with men. Neighbor, call on the name of the Lord and be saved right now, wherever you are. From your heart cry, Lord Jesus, I'm lost. I call on thy name to save me, and he will. When a man's house is afire, does he stand there wringing his hands in helplessness before the flames? No, he calls the fire department. He hasn't got what it takes for such flames, but they have, and they're just waiting for his call. When the thieves are stealing a man's automobile, does he just look out the window at them, afraid to even try to stop them? No. The police department are right ready to go into action. They know how to stop the thief, and they are waiting for his call. Just so, neighbor, you are helpless as death and eternity approach you, and already sin has conquered you. Don't bemoan your plight, but do something about it. You can't save yourself, but the Lord Jesus can save you. Call on the Lord Jesus to rescue you, to deliver and save you. He is waiting for your call. Has he not said, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found? Call ye upon him while he's near. Believe me, neighbor, there in heaven is your Savior, and he's watching you, and is just waiting for your call. What will you say in the day of judgment if you never called on the Lord Jesus to save you? When God promised you that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let not this day pass, but you shall get alone with God and on your knees, and in deep repentance you call on the Lord Jesus to save you. You do the calling, and he will do the saving as he has promised. Prove him today, now. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.